Diary, February 1899. Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. February 13th to 28th, 1899. Sunnyside, Currumbong. I awoke at 1 o'clock and thought of the letters I ought to write. Rose and dressed and, committing myself to God, began my work. Wrote 6 pages letter paper to Sister Henry. 2 pages to my sister Mary P. Foss, West Minute, Maine. 3 pages to Edson White. Sarah took brother and sister Hare to Morissette Station in my phaeton, which would make it comfortable for Sister Hare. Sister Nellie Starr and I went in another carriage to Dora Creek for Brother Starr. We met the constable riding horseback, coming to our place, stating he had a draft for use of Mr. Rucker's estate. We drove on and left him to see W. C. White. This made it a little late. We met Brother Starr in a carriage with Brother Rob's son. He changed to our carriage so that we could converse in regard to interest at Newcastle. Brother Starr related some interesting circumstances concerning the meetings. Several more have taken their stand to obey the next Sabbath, and the interest continues unabated. The Sabbath question is now being presented. Vancouver mail brought me $100, a letter order from a young lady in America for the building of the hospital. Thank the Lord for this. I can see we can advance, and will advance, to build up the work here in this new field. We see souls eager, hungering, and thirsting for the bread of life. Sunnyside, Currumbong. Tuesday I was up at 2 o'clock and prepared for writing. The proposition has been made that W. C. White, his family, brother and sister Starr, Sister Graham, and Sarah and I go to Mount Vincent. The weather promised showers, but we went nevertheless, leaving our home about 9 o'clock. There have been pleasant showers. There is no dust. This is favorable. The road is up, up steep mountains and hills. We passed several forsaken huts. Families have once lived here but for some reason left. Surely the land is good, and if cultivated would make nice fruit farms. Why it is forsaken remains a mystery. The hills are steep, the roads are not bad. After traveling 12 miles, we came to a little cottage, and here lives Brother Heaton's mother and sister and her little lad, 12 years old. The mother is 68 years old. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales. I arose this morning at 3 o'clock. I found a paper under my door. It proved to be a telegram from Battle Creek. Will raise $5,000 in 60 days, signed, Kellogg. I thank the Lord for this. I praise His holy name. Our work will not stop now. We will advance as fast as possible, but we need more than $20,000 to invest in a sanitarium in some favorable location. We pray the Lord to be favorable to us and to work in our behalf. We now have in Newcastle a branch sanitarium, a plant we may call it. There are 2 offices in the best location, one for giving baths and another for examinations and helping in different health lines. There is a branch to be opened in Sydney at once, and we must make a plant in Brisbane. 30 are organized into a church there, and 12 more are prepared for baptism. A meeting house is going up, and the work is advancing. The interest does not diminish, but is still increasing. Sunnyside, Currumbong. I awoke at 2 o'clock. Tried hard to sleep, but at 2:30 I dressed, committed the keeping of my soul to God, and commenced writing for American mail, which must leave for office in Currumbong at 9 o'clock a.m. I have 105 pages for the mail. I am so brain weary I scarcely know what to do with myself, but I do feel grateful to my Heavenly Father for restoration from my illness. I have not laid aside my pen one day amid it all. I have written some pages during my illness every day. Important matter has been sent to Africa and large mails to America. May these communications be accompanied by the Spirit of the Lord to do His work upon human hearts and minds is my prayer. I have presented before them at Battle Creek again and again the will of the Lord that there should have been plants made in all the cities in America. Had there been wise generalship, there would now be a special work of soul-saving and running order in every city. The leaven of truth has been introduced into the meal, and its work of absorbing the meal would have been seen decidedly. When one plant is set up and doing its work, strength is brought into the general cause and work. Stronger beams of light will be shining through the surrounding darkness and shedding their light afar off. As a result, other lights will be kindled in many places. There will be the working of the Holy Spirit upon human minds. There has been, and still is, a great and serious neglect. It is displeasing to God that so many interests have been centered in Battle Creek, leaving other portions of God's moral vineyard unworked. God will scatter.
Brother Tenney just called. I had an interview with him. He is on his way to Brisbane to help Elder Haskell. We had a profitable interview. Elder Daniels left for Sydney, hoping to be able to get means to advance the work that is suffering to be done on the school grounds, and for the working of Newcastle, and to see if anything can be done for the better equipping of the sanitarium, the health home, and to advance the work in different lines. I must not for a moment lose sight of the Lord Jesus. He must be inquired of to do these things for us. Is not this His field? Are not the people His people? Is not the work His work? Is not the gold and silver the Lord's? Are we not laborers together with God? We will keep on doing our best.
February 25, 1899, Sunnyside, Currumbong, after Sabbath. I awoke early and thank the Lord I am improving in health. I begin to feel more natural. I thank God for His love and His goodness. I rested this day, Sabbath. The chapel was full of students that have come in, and continue to come in, until we know not where to place them. It appears now we may have to enlarge our chapel. Elder Colcord spoke to the people. Brother Lords was here from Newcastle. We learn the interest there has not abated. 30 have taken their stand, and many, many are convicted, and know not what they shall do when they lose their position because of obeying the truth. We pray that the Lord will open the way, for most have large families and are dependent on their daily labor. We have meetings now at Dora Creek, 2.5 miles from Currumbong. About 40 and 50 usually assemble there. We must buy land and arise and build a small house of worship. There was not a Sabbath keeper at Dora Creek or Currumbong when we came to this place. The father of one family, now converted to the truth, was a fisherman, smoking and drinking. He has good natural abilities, but uncultivated. The fishing business is now very poor and uncertain, and few can sustain their families. This brother went out in the bush, after selling his boat, and commenced to clear land. He was a boat builder, and yet he could not support his family. He is at work, and has raised vegetables enough to keep them. He has raised melons and other things. Things in the bread line he has to buy, also clothing, but they are doing as well as could be expected. He is trying to win souls to the truth. I hear a whole family at Ingleburg are now about to keep the truth. They are an interesting family, and will be a light to shine to others. Ingleburg is 6 miles from Currumbong. Awaba is 8 miles from Currumbong. There is one family who are intelligent, excellent people. I have spoken in their little church once. Brother Pallant speaks there today. So there are little stations where the truth is shining. We shall free that little church from debt. Hamilton, Newcastle, New South Wales. Sunday I went in my carriage to Dora Creek. Waited a short time for cars to take us to Newcastle. Took dinner in my room, set apart for me. At 3 o'clock, accompanied by Sister McEnerfer, I went only a short distance to the tent, and there we were pleased to see an intelligent congregation, which I addressed for 1 hour. I crowded in the most important Bible truth in confirmation of the seventh-day Sabbath that I could get in. The Lord helped me to speak. I was obliged to leave the tent directly. It was a very worn day, and my clothing was wet with perspiration. Returned to the mission home, took sponge bath, changed my hot garments for dry, rode a short distance to the cars, and was soon passing rapidly to Dora Creek. At Awaba, there were Brethren Constant and Redwood, who with several others had met with a little company to help them. 2 men only in the place are Sabbath keepers, but they report a good meeting. Brother Pallant spoke to those assembled. We hope to so present the light that the truth will be accepted by this little company. Brother and Sister Heaton and Brother Wood have received the truth
and are seeking to teach others also the way to life and salvation. We want to find entrance to every station on the railroad from Newcastle to Morisset, and from Morisset to Queensland. A great work is open before us, which must be done. There is no drawing back, brethren. Put on the armor and do justice to the work. The workers have been in Newcastle since the camp meeting, earnestly at work. 30 souls have embraced the truth. Many more are convicted and afraid they shall have to accept the Sabbath. May the Lord make such impressions upon minds and hearts that they cannot resist the truth. We hope and pray for the power of the Holy Spirit that many may be converted from transgression of God's law to righteousness and to the obedience God requires. In the evening, I met Sister Tuxford from Wellington, New Zealand, whom I had not seen for 7 years. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales. I could not sleep after 1 o'clock a.m. I arose and commenced to use my pen. I could not sleep much last night. The excitement of the day, the confusion of passengers getting upon the cars at the station, the speaking above 1 hour, the getting to the station, and then, at Dora Creek, we found Sister Peck waiting the arrival of the train, with Jesse and a phaeton to take us 3 miles to our home. All these changes in one afternoon are not favorable to sleep. I thank the Lord for the good work being done at Newcastle. A church will have to be built very soon, and I was so much pleased to see the people before me listening interestedly, with tears in their eyes, as I tried to impress upon them the necessity of obeying the Thus saith the Lord in Exodus 31, verse 12 to 16. Verily my Sabbaths ye shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations. Verse 13. Sister Wilson, the widow of our dear brother Wilson who has died recently, came to Currumbong, and another Sister Wilson, who has come from Queensland with her son to see the school and to leave him at the school. She reports she is pleased with the sight of her eyes, and she feels that which many have expressed, as though this was a sacred place. She is going to see if she cannot leave her home, rent her house, and come to Currumbong to live. She is a lady fully in the truth and in good circumstances. We also had Sister Tuxford and Sister Graham come to our home. We have an open house, to allow brethren and sisters who choose to do so to come. This is as it should be in every place. There should be no discrimination in entertaining our brethren and sisters, and we should be willing to be put to inconvenience for the sake of friendly intercourse in love for Christ and His people. I rode with Sister Tuxford from New Zealand and Sister Graham, with our horse and phaeton, to post office and to the convent to notify Brother Colcord to remain to have council meeting in evening. Went with Sister Tuxford to Dora Creek. Brother Hare and Willie rode with us to the station to take cars for Newcastle to make out deed for land just purchased. We went again with 2 teams, one from the school and my conveyance, horses and phaeton. Brother Daniels took 2 of the men, and Sister May White, W.C. White, and the 2 little boys rode back with us. Sunnyside, Currumbong. I feel very thankful to my Heavenly Father for a good night's sleep. I did not awake unto 4:30. Wonderful this is to me, to sleep so long. I am improving in health, but must be careful and not be imprudent in anything.